Hello, and welcome to episode 20 of the Sales Training Solutions podcasts.
Today, I'm eager to continue my talk on developing a lean culture that will provide you with sustainable success. The topic of today's discussion is how empowered teams create lean success. Teams are more creative and they achieve higher levels of production and quality than any single individual ever can. Companies that empower their teams achieve their desired level of success in implementing and sustaining lean. Employees are not widgets, nor are they items in the value stream to be eliminated. Their brains, their passion, and their creativity need to be developed and nourished. The transformation of your organization depends on their involvement. You need to treat them as an asset and invest in their development just as you invest in any other asset in your company. Constantly communicate to them what you're doing to develop and empower them. Also, constantly tell them how the culture is changing for the better and how they're a critical part of that change. Keep them aware of the progress the company is making. Companies that communicate constantly, not only in the team meeting, but also from the top down, demonstrate that employees are a valuable part of the business. Communication on every level sends a message that everyone matters. Celebrate your successes, both large and small. My son-in-law owns Titan Custom Yachts. He often celebrates meeting weekly targets with a pizza party for the employees. He uses the time to communicate their progress and the value of his employees in creating a quality product. My team won an award for the most creative and effective use of multimedia to streamline sales training. Each member received a gift, and we celebrated together with a crab feast in St. Michael's on the Chesapeake Bay. The celebration brought us even closer, and everyone realized we couldn't have won if we had not worked together as a team and put the team goal above our personal goals and interests. As I've viewed many teams in many companies, I can clearly see that working together in a specific area under a manager doesn't make a team. Working together, bonding, and putting the common good ahead of all else is a team. Working together and buying into that team mission is one way that the group bonds. Another way is taking responsibility for the team goals. I was a program manager for a sales and technical support training development team. We were responsible for launch as well as standard skills training. We had many projects and a very busy schedule. If a deadline was close, we managers would lend our skills and those of team members to the area that required assistance. As a lean team, we aim for smooth flow in the value stream. But as in any large organization, things can change quickly and we have to respond. Events created by competition or product development in turn created changes in the training program. We needed to work together to ensure we produced a quality product and that we delivered it on time. As we work together to solve problems and achieve our goals, we learn from each other and our skills improved. This led to the NSPI Industry Training Award for the team. Our team formed strong bonds, and 20 years later, we are all in other jobs or retired. We live as much as 4 hours apart, but we meet for lunch once a quarter and we continue to communicate by phone and email. As a team, we have put personal goals second to those of the team and thus form bonds that cannot be broken. Just as our team did, employees improve current skills and develop new ones. When I joined the team in 1990, I learned workstation and software skills from my teammate Tony, and both Doug and Tony learned sales skills from me. I loved working together to solve a problem or to create a new program. It was so interesting to watch how one idea inspired another and then another until we reached a solution that we could test. The creation of a mission statement is important for a team. It has to reflect the reason the team exists, and it has to be the guideline for decisions. The team I've been discussing did just that. Our manager was directly involved, but we were empowered to ensure those who worked for us would buy into the final result. We worked for weeks to create what we called our destiny document. It was not something that was handed down by headquarters. We created it and we owned it. Therefore, we could believe in it and use it to guide us. Our destiny document not only included the mission statement, but it also included a description of how we were aligned to the corporate mission, our vision, and the principles that guided how we would work together to achieve our goals. We posted it in our conference room, and we made adjustments as the team learned, evolved, and grew. We said that it was a living, evergreen document that was our team guide. It was so helpful when we met to discuss new products or to solve problems. We looked to the document to be sure we were aligned with the principles and goals. Our team level of success does not come easy. The lean tools, just as leadership through quality tools we used when this journey began, are easy to understand. However, changing the culture to ensure lean success takes dedication and work. W. Edwards Deming, the father of the quality evolution, said, "I'm often asked, come do for us what you did for Japan, just like instant pudding. I wish it were that simple, but it takes a long time and consistency of effort. Companies that have put in the effort have reaped the benefits many times over."
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
In his book, Lean Printing, Cultural Imperatives for Success, Kevin Cooper suggests creating islands of excellence. That strategy will build success in an area before moving to full-fledged, self-directed lean teams across the facility or enterprise. Kevin suggests beginning with an area where the likelihood of success is high. It's like the common phrase, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Taking steps like creating islands of excellence helps develop your skills and knowledge about creating a lean culture in your environment. Each organization is unique, so there's no cookie-cutter pattern that fits every company precisely. Yes, the strategies and tools are common, but each company has its own personalities, cultures, and processes. You need to assess your company status and develop a plan of action to move toward a lean culture and the implementation of lean processes. As I go through lean certification for specific industries, I reflect on the good foundation I developed in leadership through quality. One of the things I carried through to my social organizations was the formation of roles. They were so effective, I trained one of my charity organizations on them, and we became much more effective and productive. Every member has a role to play, and the establishment of roles is imperative to establish a successful team. Let me give you a quick overview. A team needs a leader, a person who ensures the meetings are scheduled and resources are available. I like the document our leader created as it listed the resources for which each person was responsible. The leader gathers the items for the agenda and communicates it to everyone who's to attend the meeting, including guests from other areas or outside resources. The facilitator ensures quality interactive skills are used. This is especially important when members did not agree. But the use of other skills such as testing understanding, seeking information, help to avoid misunderstandings. The person in this role helps the team develop trust, respect, and stronger communication skills and ensures member involvement. The scribe usually has the task of getting things on the whiteboard for all to see and agree upon, as well as publishing the minutes and decision agreements after the meeting. The timekeeper helps ensure the meeting is run effectively and that we stay on track. The person lets the team know the time allowed for the discussion of a topic and then alerts the team when they are near the end of time. They can then decide to alter the agenda or they can agree more discussion is required and move the topic to the next meeting or set a special meeting if the topic is urgent. This role communicates that everyone's time is respected and valuable. Every person on the team has the responsibility to be a member and to participate. The facilitator ensures that they're included by bringing them into the discussion and not allowing them to be shut out. However, they also have the responsibility of being an active participant and bringing items from their area to the team for discussion. I like that our agenda had a list of the items and allotted time, as well as the resources. It was sent at least 2 days in advance of the regular scheduled meetings, so each member could be prepared with their agenda items and thoughts on the items which others were responsible. There are different types of meetings, and rather than a formal agenda, a guideline of topics and each person's notes may be all that is necessary. For example, in hospitals, police departments, manufacturing floors, and other organizations, there's a daily shift turnover meeting. Those leaving their shift and their leader provide updates, issues, and a briefing of anything that needs to be addressed. You may need an outside trainer or a consultant to help your team with the elements of each type of meeting and how to run effective meetings. We had a member of the corporate quality team to get us started. This leads me to invest in training to achieve teamwork and empowerment. Yes, there are real hard cash dollars to be spent on these soft skills, but the return on investment is there. Not in a product per se, but how you function and the future sustainability of your company and its implementation of Lean. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Training must include doing. Doing is the highest level of learning. Once the behavior is explained and demonstrated, the employee must apply it in a real situation. There you can observe where the learner is in her thinking and her skill development. It is then that coaching has the greatest impact. Toyota has also found that training and coaching are still not enough. You have to help the employee grow and evolve. Practicing what is known as PDCA, or plan, do, check, and act. The employee is advised of the target condition, and the coach provides feedback and asks questions to develop the thinking that leads to the desired habit and result. This process helps the employee develop a feeling of success, and it reinforces the behavior. A new behavior has to become a habit. I remember the coaching for quality, and it's now part of my DNA. I follow the steps on autopilot. Remember, Lean is not something that engages like plugging in a new product like a TV. It's a journey, and one that does not come easily, but the rewards for you and your company are well worth the effort. It's a proven process, and change in behaviors that have worked for other organizations can work to bring you success and sustainability. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks so much to my producer and audio engineer, John Schweitzer, for his great work with me on today's podcast. Join me next time when we dig deeper into creating a lean culture and using the lean tools and processes for success. I appreciate your feedback. So if you have questions on lean you'd like to have answered, or you'd like to suggest a topic, please send a message to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Visit our website at www.salestrainingsolutions.com. There are resources available under freebies, and you can join our bi-monthly newsletter and get a free ebook on storytelling, The Secret to Sales Success. The link is on our website next to the podcast and blog posts. By the way, the link will enable you to read past blog posts and listen to previous podcasts on Lean. Until next time, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.